Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Jim Little. Jim's the administrator of the Farm Service Agency at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And joining us in our conversation is Mike Wasson. Well, Jim, in the previous segments, we discussed FSA's program areas. In this segment, let's talk about how FSA is working towards the goals set forth in the President's Management Agenda. How are you doing in terms of the President's Management Agenda?
I think we're doing very well. You know, the President's Management Agenda includes about five management initiatives, which FSA is working very hard to implement. We've been collaborating with OMB, the department, our own employees, and probably even as important, we've been collaborating with our stakeholders so that we can appropriately address everybody's concerns as well as the initiatives. We've spent about a year so far in developing a strategic plan framework that will tie all of the agency's mission and our goals together with the agenda. So we've come up with a comprehensive framework so far that's going to help FSA tell our story of what we want to do, what we do do, how well we're doing, and how well we are meeting our mission. And as we develop the strategic plan, we're linking each of our goals to the President's Management Agenda, and more specific, to the individual initiatives.
One of the key areas called out in the PMA is improved financial performance. How's FSA doing towards this goal?
Just about everything we're doing today under the President's Management Agenda is in some way linked to financial performance and serving our customers. Probably most importantly, we're getting ready to deploy a centralized payment module that will be the cornerstone of what I'm calling our plug-and-play program of the future. The financial piece of our system, in my opinion, is the most critical piece of our program software of the future because it drives our whole system. Most of our programs involve a payment to a producer. So this one module needs to be the focal point of our system. So once this national payment system is completed, all of our future program modules will interface with this one master tool, and it will lead us to the future.
Jim, the USDA Secretary Ann Veneman said the computer has already taken its place next to the plowshare and tractor as indispensable to farmers. What type of e-government services to farmers and ranchers is the agency working on?
Well, we're doing a lot in e-government. And the Secretary just this spring unveiled something that she's very proud of, and that's called the USDA Customer Statement. This is going to enable all of our producers to view all of their program information, no matter which agency they do business with, including the Farm Service Agency. eGov, along with this USDA customer statement, is going to streamline citizen-to-government communications, and it's going to be the focal point for all of FSA's new program systems. And this is important because according to the 2002 Census on Agriculture, about 50% of our clientele in rural America already has a computer, and 40% are using them for business. So, I mean, it tells us that farmers have access to computers and these systems are going to be utilized. Now, we can't get there tomorrow because a lot of farmers don't want to do business with the government over the internet or using a computer. So we're going to have to educate our farmers very similar to what we did back in 1996 when we started using electronic funds transfers. So we're going to get there. It's going to take some time with a little bit of education, but you just have to look at the commercial sector and see where they are compared to 5 years ago. Come back to FSA in 5 years and you'll see that we're up there with the commercial sector.
Jim, in the last segment, you discussed some of the e-government initiatives. Some of the farmers have utilized the benefits of this emerging technology. However, some of the other farmers have not. How do you reach out to those other farmers that have not yet moved to the internet and some of the new technology available to them?
That's a really good point, because not only do we have farmers that haven't moved to using the internet, we have a lot of other farmers that don't have access to the internet because they're in very rural areas. I mentioned that it's really incumbent on the Farm Service Agency to promote the use of the internet, to promote e-government. I think we're doing a fairly credible job. I used earlier the comparison of encouraging farmers to use EFT payment process back in 1996 when the Debt Collection Improvement Act required us to go there. Through education, we were able to get from 2% in 1996 getting EFTs up to over 80% today. So through education, I think we'll be able to get our farmers to start using the internet. But for those areas that don't have the internet, the Farm Bill really does come into play, because it makes a serious commitment to rural America, and it focuses on improving the quality of life for the nation's 63 million rural residents. And one of the things the Department of Agriculture, through the Rural Utility Service, has been doing is providing loans for broadband facilities in many of our rural areas. So we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to get telecommunication improvements in rural areas so that everybody has access to the internet.
How some of the advances in technology helping you in your mission today?
We're in the process of doing a complete reengineering of all of our program systems. A few of the things that we've already done is this summer, beginning back in April, we started deploying what we're calling the Farm Business Plan, which is a major improvement in the way we administer credit in our county offices. You know, I mentioned that we were Food Security Act, and the Farm Service Agency was actually born in the 1930s. And the farm credit programs that we provide were probably about the same time period. But what we're doing with this new Farm Business Plan is we're putting on the internet, using commercial off-the-shelf software, to completely revamp a program that has actually been in place since the 1940s. So this is the first major change that we've put into place that changes the way we administer credit in our county offices in over 50 years. That's really incredible. It's a great opportunity to use technology to do this. And when our rollout is complete later this fall, we'll actually be able to provide web access to our loan-making process that's never been done before. We're also reengineering, as I mentioned, all of our program software. We've got a major effort on our, what I call our safety net programs, in bringing them up to current technology. We're currently using COBOL software. We've got to use web-enabled software so that we can begin to provide services to our customers. This is a major effort. It's probably a 2 or 3 year effort, and we're calling it MIDAS for short, but it's Modernize and Innovate the Delivery of Agriculture Systems Project. And our users, our customers, are really excited about this. And it's going to be a great improvement in the way we do business. I mean, it's going to help us deploy programs a lot more quickly. I mentioned earlier that we did a very short time frame, very short implementation of the Farm Bill, but it could have been even shorter had we been able to use all current technology to do that. And another program that we've already made some significant improvements on is our Conservation Reserve Program, which we put online web-enabled this past spring. Actually, it was last 2003 when we put that into place. And eventually, in the not-too-distant future, we'll be able to enable our farmers to actually sign up their Conservation Reserve contracts online. But when we're finished, we'll be able to provide a wide array of program options, both online, from our customers' places of business. If they don't have internet access, they can go to their local library, or they'll be able to go to our traditional county offices. But just one example, last fall, we also implemented another major improvement, and that's a sales process. When we do take in commodities, we enabled people to come in and get access to our cotton inventories. And that was a major improvement where we actually worked with the trade in getting that online. But we're completely revamping. It will be completely e-gov-enabled, and we'll be moving forward into the 21st century. Both myself and the Secretary wish we were already there, but it's just going to take a little bit of time for us to get there.
What type of changes are occurring in the farming industry today?
Well, we do see the farm sector continuing what's been going on for a fairly significant period of time, but we're seeing a trend of consolidation and business sophistication, in particularly in response to new technologies that are available. Consumer demands are changing, and we're seeing increasing global competition. We see our farmers utilizing new technologies, precision agriculture, utilizing state-of-the-art machinery, bioengineered plant varieties, global positioning systems, which we are working very hard to implement in our county offices, the GIS technology. More are using computers, and more are covering ground in less time, and we're seeing much higher yields. During the next 10 years, we really expect to see a demand also for product differentiation to grow. And this is going to affect production, and it's going to affect pre-positioning. And consolidation is a continuing part of life in the farming sector. And these trends, we believe, are going to grow into the future, particularly as new technologies, market demands, and competitions evolve.
Well, given these trends, how do you envision FSA will respond to these changes that are occurring?
Well, let me just say that we'll respond by carrying out whatever law is provided to us. We're implementing the 2002 Farm Bill as it was written. I might add that the 2002 Farm Bill is up for renewal in about 4 years. But I believe, in the next couple years, we're going to see a lot of debate on how that new 2002 Farm Bill is going to be looking, particularly in response to the WTO agreement that was reached in July. I'm sure that the debate that's going on now within the WTO, that we will probably see some changes in the way farm programs are administered in the future. But the Farm Service Agency stands ready to implement the law as it's delivered.
As you noted in the first segment, our agricultural products are demanded worldwide. So I'm curious, how does our support for farmers affect U.S. trading relations?
The United States is a staunch supporter of the World Trade Organization all the way up to the president. And we're continually working on bilateral and regional trade agreements with the objective of increasing trade opportunities for United States farmers and ranchers. The U.S. farm sector has long realized the importance of trade, and we've advocated a level playing field in the international marketplace. And the WTO agreement that was reached a couple weeks ago is a clear signal that the United States means business, and the agreement will go a long way to equalizing the playing field for America's farmers and ranchers to get access to foreign markets.
Well, Jim, Mike and I are curious. You've had a long career in public service, and what advice would you give to somebody interested in joining the government?
I'd have to say go for it. And I would strongly recommend it. It's been a great career for me. I've been a public servant since I was a library page for Fairfax County as a 13-year-old. And I first went to work for the federal government when I was 15 as a GS-2 clerk with the Department of Defense. And I think I've been rather successful, and I'm proud of what I do for our nation. And I wouldn't have it any other way, so I would encourage any young person today to consider public service as a career choice.
How is FSA modernizing its systems to offer more farm services online? We'll ask Steve Sanders of the Farm Service Administration for his thoughts when the Business of Government Hour returns.